107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got contest details for you today, and joining us in studio with all of the details is Stratford's Poet Laureate. It is a pleasure to welcome David Stones in the studio once again. David, wonderful to see you, my friend.
Well, good morning, Jamie. It's wonderful to be here.
Now, we've got a contest that we're going to talk about. First off, so great to have you as part of the Canada Day celebrations earlier this month in Stratford. That was a nice get-together.
Well, thank you, and along with our Youth Poet Laureate, Quinn Meyer, we did the best we could to represent our country and the city, and it was a great turnout. It's a beautiful day, and really proud to present our Canada Day poems to our Stratford public and our followers, as it were, in this great city.
Oh, great job, as always. And we have a contest that is happening. In fact, it's open right now, but what's it all about here, David?
Well, we've announced the Every Voice Poetry Contest, and it's a countywide contest. That's Stratford, St. Mary's, and the full county involved. And it's going to be hopefully an annual contest, but the theme for 25-26 is resilience. And everything that means to you personally, whether it's economic or personal resilience or however you might interpret it. We're looking for storytellers and poets throughout the county to unite in this contest. They have until October the 31st to submit up to 4 pages of poetry. That would be 2 poems. Every poem is up to 2 pages. It's free to enter. There's cash prizes. You get published in this wonderful anthology that will be issued in early spring, and it all culminates in a wonderful award ceremony in April 2026, which is National Poetry Month. And that may be at City Hall in Stratford. We're still discussing the best location for it, but looking for a great celebratory occasion and really to celebrate the voices of the county, particularly the marginalized voices, people who maybe don't get to be heard all the time, And we're looking for those who've never been published and look upon this as a great opportunity.
Yeah, it is an amazing opportunity. And we know there are these artists, these poets, these storytellers that are out there. Mm. They're often gathering for poetry get-together, so they should be entering.
Yeah, the poetry world right now around Stratford is on fire. I think it's been ignited largely by the Poet Laureate appointment. I don't mean that I personally claim
it's all credit to David and Quinn.
It's ignited a huge interest in poetry. So we have the community poetry event at Starlight. We have the Poetry Stratford event at the Bunker, each of those on a monthly basis. I think this contest for me is a mainstay of my mandate. It was a keynote in my application to the city and to Destination Stratford and to the library for the Poet Laureate role. And it's wonderful, I might add, to have such great partners in Destination Stratford and the library. I couldn't do it personally without them.
Yeah.
I technically report to those two bodies, and they've been wonderfully supportive in putting this initiative together and executing it. So we just opened the file, as it were, yesterday, and local storytellers again, and poets have until October the 31st to submit, and full details are on the library website under Poet Laureate. I think it's /every voice, and you get the full detail.
Yeah, and we've got it on the City of Stratford Facebook page. Yeah. Share it on our socials, so they'll have full access to it as well. Now, can we also do a shout-out for a get-together that is happening Saturday with On Rush Music Festival and the Livery Yard Stratford?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Posted a rehearsal that we had last night at my house. We've had several. Myself, as the Poet Laureate of Stratford, and Quinn Meyer, the Youth Poet Laureate of Stratford. It's called An Evening with the Poets Laureate. We've got Jaron Camp on guitar, and we are very dutifully recreating 1960s Greenwich right in downtown Stratford. We're doing poetry, certainly our own poetry. We're also doing Ferlinghetti, Leonard Cohen, Ginsberg, Bukowski and the boys, Quinn is going to be singing 3 songs, and I'll tell you, Jaron on guitar is just wonderful. He picks up the poetry beautifully, the rhythm, the cadence, the lilt of the poetry. He's a great accompanist.
Yeah.
And that was a wonderful rehearsal we had last night. I hope the show's as good on
Saturday. Oh, it's going to be terrific. And
it's about an hour and a half show, approximately.
Okay. Yeah. And we chatted with Lisa Hartman with the Livery Yard Stratford, because she really helped to spearhead this.
Absolutely.
And now it's been expanded with other music performances.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very unique evening coming up this Saturday.
That would be the word for it. Unique, for sure. Yes, I know. I think those performances at the Livery start, in fact, tonight, and there's one tomorrow night, and then we're on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Livery, and we're looking forward to it very, very much.
Very good. And that's happening, of course, at the Livery Yard Stratford in downtown Stratford. David Stone, Stratford's Poet Laureate. In the meantime, get your entries in for the amazing poetry contest. Anything else on the go, David? I know you've had a busy summer so far.
Well, I got a ton of things. I know I'm doing Innkeeper's Dinner with the museum. It's October 18th. I'm doing a poem there. I'm doing some work with the hospice. I had a great meeting with the local yesterday, and I signed up for 3 events coming up with them. They'll be announcing them shortly, but including their Hunter's Banquet, I'll be performing a poem there as well. I just had 2 shows in Collingwood on Friday with my showmate Kelly Walker, and that was a wonderful day because we were outdoors, and the weather was wonderful, sold-out shows. And believe it or not, locals are saying that was the best show in the Portside Festival. They really loved every second of it. So part of my mandate is to bring poetry to people and the people to poetry. And that means getting out there and being very overt and outreach to the community. Let people know what you who you are and what you do and how poetry can serve your mandate and goals. And it seems to be working so far, and I'm going to stick at the wheel for another almost 3 years. It's a 3-year appointment. I've got about 2.5 years left.
Well, we're off to a fantastic start and so much more. Stratford's Poet Laureate, David Stones. David, anything else on the go, or just get those entries in?
I think that's just get those entries in, everybody. This is a bit of a pilot. The more successful it is, the more likely that this will become an annual event, which is what we all want it to be. So write those stories, write those poems, and let's have a wonderful event in April.
You bet. David Stones. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you, Jamie.